in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough that drives you crazy if you let it.
Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Working 9 to 5, most of us, I would say. And it's a little Dolly Parton. Compliments of our friends at Avalon HR. I think that might be just the perfect theme song for y'all. We have Stacy, who is here. We've got Stacy and Oren here, as well as Chip Wood. Chip is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Stacy's their HR and Benefits Manager. What's happening in the world of business and employees and HR? It's a lot. We're coming out of summer into the fall. People are going back to school. I mean, there's a lot going on right now.
I wish it was just 9 to 5.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, heavens to Betsy, if it were only just 9 to 5, we'd be in good shape.
Right,
no,
right.
It's more than 9 to 5 because actually, if you stop and think about it, labor goes on 24 hours a day.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
Things happen 24 hours a day. Workers' comp claims can happen 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your company in case people aren't familiar with Avalon HR. There's a few things that sets you apart from some of the other employment companies in the area, which I think are important.
That's true. We're a local company. We're located here in Pensacola at 100 South Pace Boulevard, and you can reach us anytime at 850-475-1555. And we are a full-service PEO. We are ESAC accredited, IRS certified, which is very, not many PEOs are IRS certified.
And explain what a PEO is.
PEO is a professional employment organization, and we in the state and the Fed eyes are the employer of record.
Mm-hmm.
All states are different. Some states have different regulations, different rules, but we are well versed in those because we do business in, I think it's right now, 38 states.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that many.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And we do anything from, we have a lot of people that do government contract work. So
that's got to be a lot to keep up with from state to state, because I'm guessing the employment laws are very different from one state to another.
They are different. And not only that, but when you start getting involved with government contracts, you have to be part of those contracts and they have to understand what we do. And we have to understand what they do, meaning by certified payrolls and Davis-Bacon Wage Act and things like that. And we're well versed in that.
So. Well, that makes a big difference.
Yes,
because if you're an employer or you're a business owner, you don't have time to keep up with all those changes.
Yeah,
and all
Stacy has to keep up with all the changes that go along with a lot of these states also. It's something as simple as labor posters.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We laugh about that.
But it's not funny when they come in and you don't have the right one up.
Well, let me tell you, that's one of the first things that they'll go for. If they come into your building, they'll always go straight and they want to say, well, let me see your labor poster. Because they know that is something that people don't keep up with very often. And when they don't, it can create a fine. More times than not, it won't. But
in Florida, decided to further complicate the issue with changing the minimum wage in the middle of the year, or towards the end of the year. And they have made it, if you have a labor law poster up that says minimum wage is $14 an hour, come September 30th, that's not going to be the case. But you don't have to get a new poster at that time. There's a scan code on the bottom that takes you to that most recent update, because even the government realized that it was a bit insane to look at replacing those posters in October and then turn around and do it January 1st.
Right.
So, there is some things like that, because we had the first year that happened, I bet you we got 50 phone calls saying, hey, do I need a new poster? No, you do not. Your old one has that scan code. So it'll be good till, the first of the year when all the new ones come out. But
right.
We've additionally recently gone into some additional states. And that's always, fun. That includes making some addendums to clients' handbooks for those states that have different laws about final paychecks, leave time, whether it's paid or not. Some states offer extra leave for things that Florida doesn't. So, you know, we help our clients stay on top of that. We help them amend their handbooks to make sure they're compliant in the states that they're now going into. And just really, you know, we're able to take a lot off their plate in doing so.
Wow. We're talking with Stacy and Chip, who are with Avalon HR. If you've got a question, there's a lot of changes happening right now, and I'm happy to share your question with them at 850-437-1620. One of the topics that we talked about, which I'm sure is still very top of mind for employers, is the change in the minimum wage. Do y'all want to talk about that a little bit? Because that is happening now, correct?
That's Stacy's wheelhouse.
Yeah. She's looking at me like, oh, no.
I do not want to talk about it.
But you got to. You got to tell people what we're going to do.
No, at the end of September, the minimum wage in Florida will hit our final graduated increase for regular minimum wage. It'll be $15 an hour for servers. It goes up to $12.98, and that's where we will be for a while. Every time this happens, it is always an impact because, I mean, it is, you figure at a dollar an hour, that's $2,080 more dollars a year per employee if they're making minimum wage.
That adds up, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, over five employees, it's over $10,000 that you've got to add into your budget for the year. But like I said, this will be the final one on that graduated increase. We will hold it 15 until something changes. It's voted on again or changes. So we won't have to deal with that again for just a little bit. But, you know, it always comes into, you know, we get questions like, well, do I have to pay them for 15 for the entire time period in which that change takes place? Like, you know, if it's in the middle of the pay period, what do I do?
Right.
Well, we have employers that do it both ways. They just say, oh, I'll just do the whole pay period. I'm not fooling with it. And some will divide it up before and after. Mm-hmm. And either way is okay, as long as the hours worked after that increase goes into effect are paid at the proper rate.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. It sounds somewhat simple, but it isn't really. And I suspect if people are feeling some overwhelm and maybe they don't have an employment company like yourselves, can they call you and just get and meet with you and
absolutely.
Just talk about, get some
sure.
advice? And
we invite that too, because there's so many questions that a lot of employers, they don't even know to ask.
Correct. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
Right. And so, but when you try to use that excuse with the IRS that, well, I didn't know, they're going to go,
I don't care.
I don't
That's
care.
Not an excuse with the IRS.
No, it doesn't fit in their wheelhouse. So we're more than happy to sit down with any business and talk to them and evaluate where they are and what they're doing. If they've got some tax issues, we'll say, with payroll taxes, you let us know, and then we can contact the IRS, and we can help them get all this straightened out and get them on the right path.
That's the way to go.
It really is, because it takes your nervousness out of it. We deal with them on a daily basis. We even have our own IRS representative.
That's pretty unique. I mean, I would think very helpful.
Well, it is to us. It's a scary thought that you have your own IRS representative.
Well,
but
He knows our names.
Yes.
That's okay if you're trying to get help to solve a problem.
Well,
I think they're just
like us. I mean, they're just doing their job, and sometimes we don't agree with what they're doing in their job, but that's their job. I mean, you know, you can't change that. You have to just kind of work with them, and if you work with them, they will work with you, believe it or not. Now, when it comes to payroll taxes, they're not quite as friendly, I guess you can say, because they deem that if you're not paying your payroll taxes on time, you're stealing from your employees.
Oh.
Because that's their money. That's 7.65% goes to Social Security and Medicare tax. And then there's the FUTA, the Federal Unemployment Tax. And all these taxes, they get angry. because they view that you're taking from your employees, which you actually are. You may not think of it that way, but that's what's happening. So,
well, keeping all of that straight, if you've got a business to run, it's very helpful to have someone that can handle these issues and take care of that for you.
Because there's deadlines. There's serious deadlines, and the penalties and interest are extreme.
I can imagine. And payroll comes around every week or every other week. It comes around fast.
We do payrolls on a weekly basis, biweekly basis, semi-monthly, which is different than biweekly. everybody says, well, biweekly is every other week. Semi-monthly is, you know, every other week. No, no. Not really.
Okay, explain that, please.
Well, it primarily,
I of course know what that is.
But semi-monthly payrolls are the 15th and the 30th usually.
Okay.
And a lot of that has to do with benefits and the way benefits are administered and paid and those kind of things. I'll let Stacy touch on that a little bit. But
well, we choose, because we have clients on so many different pay schedules, we opt to keep it very simple, okay? There are 48 deductions a year for us. Okay, so, and we're, this last month was a great example. July was a great example of the difference in bi-weekly or semi-monthly. If you were paid semi-monthly in July, you still only got two paychecks. If you were paid bi-weekly, you got three in July.
There's that extra, that fifth week comes up every once in a while.
And twice a year.
Yeah. Twice a year.
It's wonderful. On those, the way we handle those, if it's your third or fifth paycheck of the month, we don't take deductions on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a deduction-free pay period. You get a little extra money. Life is good because that keeps it simple for our accounting folks. You know, they know we need 48 deductions a year to make this come out. And however that works out, great. But it really is for ease of accounting. It is for ease of just everything payroll related. And yeah, most months the semi monthly and biweekly don't matter, but a couple of times a year they do. So there is definitely a difference in that. So we choose just to keep it nice and simple. If you get that extra one, you get a little extra money. But we also have this ongoing joke in the office. It never fails. Any time we have a month where you get paid three times, at least two of us will have some kind of disaster that month that pretty much takes that extra money.
Okay.
Without fail. Like it you can just set your clocks to it. But, yeah, so it does matter. We handle for our clients, we handle all those benefits so they don't have to. The enrollments, the terminations, the deductions, paying the bills, all of that, they don't even have to think about. They're just like, call Avalon. And I had a client call me, a pretty new client. They're like, hey, we have some people who've already lost their cards. How do they go about getting them? Just let me know who needs them. I'll email them right over.
Wow.
So that is nice. I have instant access to all of our members' cards, so I can send them out. If they can't find them, if they lose them, I can tell them how to download a digital copy. I just keep a copy on my phone of my medical card and my dental card. So it's real easy. And that's the kind of things that we can help that business owner go back to more of a 9-to-5 and not be bothered 24 hours a day.
I know one thing I wanted to touch on today. People that have approved marijuana cards. I want everybody to understand and listen that if you have a workers' comp claim, you cannot use you're going to have a urine analysis. That is part of when you're injured on the job, the first thing your employer is required to do is have a urine analysis test done. And when they see this marijuana in your system, more than likely you're going to lose your job.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And if you have a medical marijuana card, that doesn't matter, is what you're saying?
It has no place in the program, so to speak.
So it's not a get out of jail free card.
No, it is not.
Absolutely not.
And we have had this happen in the past where someone goes, whoa, wait a minute, I've got a marijuana card. Stacy, you want to take it from there?
You've got nothing. Congratulations.
Wow.
What it is. And we've talked about this before, but
it keeps coming up.
You know, I said, hey, are you good with taking a drug screen? He was like, well, I have a medical marijuana card. Well, every positive drug screen goes to an MRO, which is a medical review officer.
Okay. Okay.
And they will contact you and say, hey, you tested positive for
X.
Whatever. Okay. If you can show that you have a prescription, like let's say you tested positive for amphetamines, but you're taking Adderall or something like that, And they can either you send them a picture of the bottle that shows it's a valid prescription, or they contact the pharmacy where you get it filled to verify that it is a valid prescription in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Then at that point, that will be reported back to me as a negative result. I will never know you're taking anything because it's not my business.
Right.
Right? You have.
So there is an element of privacy.
And that's why.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I don't need to know that. If it doesn't affect your job, I don't need to know. I don't care. And that's where most people get in trouble. Just shut up. Just stop talking. Like, they will talk themselves into a hole every single time.
Mm.
It's like, just don't. Like, now you've told me way more than I needed to know, than I wanted to know, and now I have to do something about it, right? And so if they can clear it, if a pharmacist can verify that it's a legit prescription, it gets reported back to me as a negative result. No harm, no foul, you're all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to THC and that medical review officer calls you and says, hey, you tested positive for THC, and you go, oh, but I have a medical marijuana card. They're going to say to you, I'm sorry, that is not a prescription in the state of Florida.
Wow.
The positive result will stand.
And you could lose your job.
And you could lose your job.
Mm. Very quick.
Only once in my career have I had work comp overlook a positive THC result because this individual was on Marinol,
mm-hmm.
which is a prescription form of THC for a condition they've had since they were a child.
So that's different.
That is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a legitimate prescription that could be cleared by the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Yes, this person does have this prescription. Yes, they have been on it for literally over 20 years. It controls this chronic health condition. That comes back as okay.
Hmm.
The other element to that is when that medical review officer tries to call you to give you the opportunity to clear it, if you don't answer that call or call them back, it comes back to me as a non-contact positive, which means, hey, we couldn't get in touch with this person, so the result stands as is. They only give you so many days. They can't leave this hanging out there forever.
So don't avoid it.
Don't avoid it. Know it's coming. Answer the call. Talk to the medical review officer. This is what they do all day long. Like, mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you are not going to say anything to them they haven't heard before.
Okay.
Okay? And they're not out to get you. They're actually trying to help. They're trying to get this cleared.
Okay.
So, Stacey
Oren is giving us some good advice this morning with Avalon HR. She's here with Chip Wood. If you've got questions for them, they know their stuff, all about everything you could possibly need to know as an employer or as an employee. So text that question in at 850-437-1620. They are experts this morning on the expert panel.
And I will add, if we do not know, which that happens a lot, because things change rapidly.
That's true.
In the labor world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. We'll find out, and we'll call you back.
Well, you certainly have the resources to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. We sure do. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we're NAPIO, a member of NAPIO, which is the National Association for PEOs. And there again, PEOs, Professional Employment Organizations. And we also, we're very ingrained in our certifications
mm-hmm.
and what we do to have these. I mean, an IRS certification, there are 7, I believe, or 8 PEOs in this town mm-hmm. that service this town, and we're only one of 2 that are certified.
And that's important.
That is extremely important, because if one of these people make a mistake on your taxes, they can walk away, and it's up to you.
Mm, okay.
If we make a mistake, then you're covered because it falls on us.
So if someone's listening this morning and they're interested in reaching out and just having a conversation with you about their business.
Strictly conversation, no obligation.
Sure. Yeah, what is the number and what's the best way to reach you?
Area code 850-475-1555. And you can ask for myself, you can ask for Kirk or Steve, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you, and we'll figure it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can explain to you in layman's terms what really you need to do and how you need to go about it.
Okay, well, someone just texted in, 850-437-1620, and they're asking, so can you give a sense of what your fee structure is and how that works?
Well, it's usually based on the number of employees that you have in your company.
Mm-hmm.
And we will look at that, and we're very flexible.
Right, but what it boils down to, there's certain things that is included that we can't do anything about, like the Social Security, the FUTA, the SUTA. You know, that kind of stuff is a percentage of your payroll. It's there. We can't change that.
Right.
And from there, we look at it, like Chief said, the number of employees, what kind of work you do, and then it's typically
And that's going to govern the workers' comp rate.
Right.
Okay, so it's a percentage
of the payroll. Mm-hmm. And it's usually set, you know, I think it's very reasonable, but we don't charge add-on costs. Like, when you get that admin fee, it is all-inclusive. We don't charge separately to onboard an employee.
And some people do.
Right. And some people do. We don't charge extra for my services. If you need, you know, to talk to me, that's included in your admin fee, whether we talk once, 10 times a day, or, you know, 200 times a year. Doesn't matter.
And we don't charge for workers' comp certs either.
And what you've said on the show previously is that you also provide a lot of HR services in terms of letting employees go or how to handle situations,
absolutely,
those kinds
absolutely
of things.
Terminations, industry info. We had a client ask for some stuff yesterday, and I sent it, and they're like, where did you come up with that so fast? And that goes back to those partnerships. Mm-hmm. I went to the Society of Human Resource Management's website. They have a great tool. I just said, this is what I need, and it gave me that data. And they're like, well, can I get in on that? You can, but it's expensive. Like, it's,
and if
it's,
you want to pass all the exams. And
yeah, you want to do all that fun stuff that I had to do to get there, then absolutely. And they're like, no, we're good. Thank you. So, you know, it is those resources, but we don't add on things. Like, we don't charge you to file a work comp claim. We don't charge you to do extra projects or mm-hmm anything like that. It's a true inclusive admin fee. You're not going to come up with any surprises. There are a few things that, you know, if we get into some deep weeds, there are charges for, and we'll tell you that up front. Like, we have a learning management system that we're looking to integrate.
Put into place. Mm-hmm.
Because a few clients want it, but not everyone does. So for those few clients that want it, that would be an additional charge. But it's kind of like their system at that point.
Right.
But as far as just day-to-day services, it's all included in that
one. It really is. And I invite the person to give us a call at 475-1555. I'll be more than happy. I'm not trying to give a short answer, but there's just many components.
Well, sure.
There's five components to a payroll. There's workers' compensation. So that rate's going to vary depending on what you do.
Right.
Then there's a state unemployment tax. Mm-hmm. There's your federal unemployment tax. There's your Social Security and Medicare tax. And then there is our fee. And our fee, like I said, is variable to, it's usually anywhere from 1.5% to 3%. Of the gross payroll.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
And
as
you
a business,
can't hire somebody for that.
I was going to say, as a business owner, that's a great price for the free time that it will give me to be able to focus on my business.
Absolutely. And what we could do is you can now have a weekend to yourself instead of having to figure out payroll.
Yes. And so we're back to the 9-to-5 concept.
That's it.
We've come full circle.
We aren't.
Give you your time. We'll give you your time back.
There you go.
And that's what we do. And part of what I do when I talk to people is I will give you some of your time back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to get rid of anybody. We don't want to have anybody displaced in the workforce.
Right.
We want to be a partner with the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything else you want to mention before we go?
Got anything, Stacey?
School started back in Escambia County today.
Yes.
Slow down. Take your time. Take a deep breath. It's all okay. They'll get settled in a week or so,
right,
and
mm-hmm
things will be running a little bit more smoother. You know, take an extra few minutes and don't get frustrated. It's not worth it.
Great advice.
You know, just again, if you can show a little grace this first week as an employer when things will inevitably go wrong, the bus doesn't show up or it gets lost on the way home, you know, that goes a long way in, you know, if your employees are comfortable knowing that, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble or fired for taking this call from the school, that goes a lot farther than you may realize it
does. It's very true.
Yeah, it's always easier to just to try to play nice.
Okay. So give us that contact information one more time.
We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, and you can contact us at 850-475-1555. be happy to discuss any business-related items with you.
Excellent. And can we find you on social media, too?
Yes.
Yes, we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, Instagram, and we're working on a TikTok account.
Ah, okay. Well, I can't wait to see the both of you dancing. Chip Wood, Stacey Oren with Avalon HR on Pep Talk.
Thank you.